Wood carving is one of the oldest art forms. For many, it's an opportunity to stimulate their creative brain, get their hands moving, and create a lasting piece of art out of a simple piece of natural wood. Wood carving comes from the want to create something. It comes from the same desire to create that everybody has, says Guelph Carving Club activity leader, Ken Fugler. If it's a birthday cake, a lamp, a wood carving, a painted room, or a painting, it doesn't matter. You create something that exists in the three-dimensional world. But you do have to have that inspiration in you. The Guelph Carving Club, a member of the Ontario Wood Carvers Association, consists of a group of men and women dedicated to the art of wood carving. Made up mostly of seniors of various skill levels, the club meets once a week to socialize with familiar faces as they work on a variety of carving projects, such as cartoon characters, birds and wildlife, spoons and bowls. But Fugler believes, even for those who have never tried carving, if they have a keen interest to learn, they are more than welcome. It's not so much a class. But we do have them from time to time. If we have 5 or 6 or 8 people that want to carve the same thing, we will do that. The last thing we made was either a cowboy or cowgirl. It was more aimed at people who had a bit of experience because it was an 8-inch carving with separate hands, Fugler said. It was quite detailed and a bit challenging, but everyone finished it. The Guelph Carving Club meets Monday evenings at the Evergreen Seniors Community Center. Anyone interested must be a member of the Guelph Wellington Seniors Association before joining. The Guelph Wellington Seniors Association is one of the largest seniors organizations of its kind in Canada, providing diverse programs, activities, and services in Guelph and Wellington County. Officially, there are about 20 members. We have about 12 to 18 people come out on any given Monday night, Fugler said. We have some tools that you can borrow. What we can't give you is the desire. You have to want to carve. What do you want to create? We can show you how to do different kinds of carving. If you are interested in carving a bird, we will give you all of the hands-on skills. Fugler said everyone is at different levels, but there are always members nearby to lend a hand. What we mostly do now is we have people will sit with somebody and they can learn, Fugler said. We give them the plans and the paperwork and it's up to them. What do they want to do with them? It is all self-inspired. Fugler has been carving for a number of years and says woodworking is something that has always been in his blood. My father and his older brother, by the time they were 12 years old, with their jackplane blades, were on their hands and knees scraping the hardwood to refinish hardwood floors. You would need to do that back then. They didn't have machines in those days, Fugler said. So, my father's father and my father, they had all these carpenter skills, and I inherently learned them too. It was all passed down to me. He started carving when he lived in Fergus, Fugler explained, noting he took a class at the local high school. I do enjoy woodworking and I had just finished all of the major work to my home. So, I thought, now that the work is done, what am I going to do now? Fugler said, so, I made a little dog in this class, and shortly after that, we moved to Guelph and I joined the carving club. That was in 2005, and I've been there ever since. Fugler enjoys giving advice whenever he can. We have tools, patterns and of course, we have wood. This is very hands-on, so if you are good with your hands, this is for you. Every time someone finishes something, we have a show and tell, he said. As a member of the Ontario Wood Carvers Association, the Guelph Carving Club has the opportunity to show off its work at the annual carving show from June 6 to 8. If you are interested in creating something with your hands, and you want some assistance in doing that, the Guelph Carving Club could be for you. It is your own creation, Fugler said. Some of the birds people make, you would swear that if you touched that bird, it would fly away.